Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We start out by going to your phone calls. Matt in Illinois on the Amp Line. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
Super. What's on your mind?
All right. Last night I called, and we were talking about water, and I told you I work for a bottle company that bottles water.
That's correct.
I don't work in that department. I fix printed circuit boards and keep the equipment running. But I went and talked to the chemist today that does the testing to find out about the drugs for you. And first thing I found out is he's not really a chemist. He's a microbiologist.
Ooh, that sounds even more special.
Good enough for me.
But he does the testing, the chemical testing for the water. And he told me that any drugs that are in the water is taken out by the reverse osmosis.
Okay, yeah, cool. Good to know. The reason you bring that up is because I asked last night. There was a guy that called in to mention the story that we actually talked about when it first came out, the idea that people in America are taking so many drugs, it doesn't all get broken down. It passes through them, essentially, and it goes back into the water supply. And there's this microscopic level of various different narcotic substances in the water supply. And some people are very concerned about that, very worried. And so it's good to know that there are processes that, I mean, it's good for them to know. I wasn't concerned that there are processes that can actually remove that.
And some little factoids that I found out. If you want to find stuff out, talk about people who work with it, and they'll tell you everything you ever wanted to know.
Sure.
He called these things partially dissolved solids, and there's between 150 and 200 parts per million. Reverse osmosis takes it all out. There'll be zero parts per million when you go through the reverse osmosis system. Now, in spring water, there's still that stuff still exists.
Sure.
And when we get a delivery of spring water, we get our spring water from Wisconsin, and it's delivered by truck. And the first thing he does is test it. Now, the most important thing you got to test for is microbes, which is why we have a microbiologist and not a chemist. Because those microbes, if there's amoebas or whatever in the water that gets into you, you're going to get sick and you're going to die, and then my company's in trouble.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. We don't.
So the first thing he does.
But wait. Hold on. Before you go on, your company could save money by eliminating the microbiologist, though.
Right. But then if somebody happens to die because they drink a bottle of our water, and we have many brands.
But companies are bad, and they just care about the bottom line. Why wouldn't they fire the microbiologist?
Well, this is considering the bottom line. If somebody dies and sues us, we'll go out of business.
I'm just playing the bedwetting stupid liberal.
Right. Well, that's why you have to have the microbiologist. It really wouldn't matter whether the government was around or not. All that would matter is if we have a system where if somebody dies, they can still sue.
Yeah.
And so that's the important thing here is that. And besides that, if 10 people die or 20 people die, even if they couldn't sue us, who's going to buy our water now?
Not many people.
That would get out there real, real fast.
Yep, the marketplace has ways of handling these things. What was your other point you wanted to make?
Well, the other thing is that in spring water, you still find 150 to 200 parts per million of
undissolved
solids.
Right.
And those are all natural, and there's still standards involved that they have to meet. Hello?
Just absorbing the information. Very
all
good,
right.
Sir.
So there's still standards involved, not only from our company, but from the company delivering the water. They also test. So you've gone through two testing phases, one at the company that's delivering the water and one when it's delivered to our company.
Yep, and I don't know what level of final certification there might be, but we know that, for instance, big companies like Walmart and Target and those sorts of companies, they ensure their safety of their customers by checking products that are going to go on their shelves and making sure they've been certified to be safe by companies like Underwriters Laboratories. So I don't know if you guys have to pass through any certification process in order to get your product on the shelf, but that's a possible third step that you may not even be aware of.
Well, we actually bottle the water for the Target stores in our area.
Oh, wow.
The Target flavored water is bottled by us in this area. I'm
so
sure
what
that they have local bottlers in other areas too.
Right, and the process is Target is going to send their representatives to your factory. They're going to go to different factories, and they're going to say, you know, show us what you've got, show us what, you know, the prices are going to be, and show us your safety standards. And if you don't, if your company does not meet their specifications, they're not going to buy your product, and you'll never get into that marketplace. You'll never get into that that market segment, which is a very desirable one. I mean, the people
that's
shopping
exactly
at Target,
true.
Who wouldn't want to be in Target?
Right. That's exactly true. And that's our biggest customer in terms of the water.
Yep. So that helps keep the businessman honest as well, which is all good news for the end consumer. And, Matt, great call tonight. Thank you for the information. We appreciate it. Also, another update on something we talked about earlier this week. Peter emails in. He says, just finished Tuesday's Free Talk Live. If you've heard or if you've already heard or found out on your own about the MDI Air Car, and then never mind, but here is some info if you haven't, and I had not. The Air Car is the real deal, says Peter. The concern you mentioned, Mark, about the pressurized tanks is apparently addressed by the use of carbon fiber. You were concerned that this idea of compressed air powering a vehicle could result in some awful explosion?
Well, if you've ever seen an air tank from a diver's air tank just go crazy, then you'll know that air tanks going, you know, having their valves knocked off is a very bad thing.
Apparently, according to him, a carbon fiber air tank may split and leak, but will not explode. So, once again, the marketplace fixing all of these.
I wonder if that's true with scuba diving tanks, because I don't know that much about scuba diving tanks. I've gone scuba diving a few times.
He says these cars, the air car, gets about 200 miles per fill, and the exhaust is fresh, cold air, which can be routed into the car for air conditioning. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty cool.
The air tanks can be filled in about 3 minutes at a refilling station, which I imagine will be adopted by the current fuel stations, or you can purchase an air compressor for use at home that will fill the tank in about 3 hours and about $3 worth of electricity. That's cheap. Ian mentioned there'd be no need for fuel, and that's not really true. The compressed air is just a mechanism for storing the power, which will presumably be made by the use of electricity and air compressors. However, one could use a pump powered by a battery grid charged by renewable sources. The beauty of it is not only the much lower miles per dollar, but also the total lack of emissions. There's also the next stage of this technology, which would involve putting a gas-powered air compressor on board of the car and having it constantly refilling itself. Speculation there says that one could drive from San Francisco to New York City on one tank of gas. Of course, there wouldn't really be a tank of gas. It would just be an unending supply of compressed air. Tesla Motors, that we did mention earlier this week, signed an agreement with the inventor, MDI, to produce the air car. Seems like those guys are real. Oh, excuse me. I said Tesla. It's Tata. Tata Motors, which is the that company over in India that we had mentioned one of their cars earlier, I believe. The Tata Nano.
I don't know.
You may recall that cheap $2,500 car that we were talking
about. This one was supposed to be $2,500, I thought.
No, this one costs about $2,500 to produce. And apparently they could sell it at a profit for as little as $5,000. But that's what they're doing around the world. But here in the United States, our precious government is protecting us from this technology under the notion the air car might not hold up to our crash tests, being that they're largely made out of plastics and other lightweight material.
Thank God for the government.
They may sell in the U.S. next year for $18,900. He says, I don't know if that's because of our quickly weakening dollar.
This is just proof that regulations hurt people. We could all be running on air compressed cars right now if it wasn't for the stinking government and their crash standards.
He says that he doesn't know if it's because of our weakening dollar or our owners stealing money or our owners stealing our money up front if they can't get it with the gas tax. I assume it's both. Oh, I see what he's saying. He's suggesting the price is so high because the government is laying a serious tax on these things because that's what they do. 800-259-9231. He says he's been following the technology for 3 or 4 years, and it is the real deal. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. Also, coming up, the latest on the polygamous sect and the raid that happened earlier this week. Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month's supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on. And they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
Hi, I'm David, and if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age, so get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-sinesterols than ordinary soft palmetto, so it's powerful and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Grab the archives. We've got an entire year's worth of the program right there on the front page of the website. Easy to download, easy torrents, which you'll get an entire month at a time. Totally free, by the way. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and take advantage.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help you protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. I've done it. It is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks. You'd use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
All right, still to come, we'll talk about the politicians granting themselves special privileges as, you know, that's not news, right? But what area? Well, it might be in the drinking realm. We'll talk about that. Mark's got the story. But first, we go to the Associated Press on the latest on this polygamous sect that so many people have been talking about recently, the yearning for Zion Temple in Texas was raided by the police. I think it was over the weekend. And they took hundreds of children out of there, and about 100 plus women also left with their kids. And there was a lot. There's been a lot of news pretty much all week long about this. And my basic position earlier this week was, yes, these people are doing things that you and I would probably find abhorrent, repulsive, perhaps. Definitely things we wouldn't do in our own lives with our own friends or family members. But this is their lifestyle, and it is what they've chosen for themselves. By all indicators, the people that were on this particular compound, if that's what you want to call it, the people that were living there on a voluntary basis. They could have left at any time. It's just that they believe that, well, in this whole religious thing of everyone else is the outsiders, they are God's chosen people.
I don't know that we're talking about all indicators necessarily say that they're living, they're voluntarily. There was a call in to the authorities that said, I'm being raped and forced to do bad stuff and things.
That is what, yes, so I've heard.
So
they still have yet to find that girl.
Understood, but, what do you expect the authorities to do when they get a call like that?
I don't know. I don't really consider them authorities. They're just people, but
They consider themselves the authorities.
If you care so much about what's happening on this religious compound, then you should go and save the kids from it.
Sure, we're talking about the real world, and in the real world, it's the police that are tasked with this job.
I understand that.
Yeah.
So
I'm just holding, making sure that the words used here are true and correct.
Gotcha. Anyway, the point here is that from all indicators, from what I can tell, just because someone calls and makes some allegations doesn't mean that the people are being trapped in this particular building against their will and being forced to stay there. So they could have left theoretically at any old time they wanted to. It's just they've been brainwashed to believe that bad things would happen to them if they did.
Sure, I absolutely believe that.
So that's their lifestyle. It's what they believe. And in fact, what's very interesting about this, and the title of this story is Raids Have Strengthened the Polygamous Sect.
Mm.
And I think it's interesting. We'll look into why things like this happen, but let's get the information first. The recent raid on a polygamous sex compound by child welfare investigators has been tried before, but only temporarily interrupted the sect's way of life. Authorities previously burst into the rural Utah-Arizona border, home of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, back in 1935, 1944, and 1953. Children were, as today, shuffled off to foster care, and their parents were imprisoned. But the families came back, time after time, even more committed to their religion and to polygamy. According to Ken Driggs, an Atlanta attorney and polygamy historian, he says it ended up strengthening them in the long run. Last week, state troopers and child welfare officials began a search of the FDLS compounds in El Dorado, Texas, after a 16-year-old girl there called a local family violence shelter to report her 50-year-old husband had beat and raped her. Driggs, who's not an FLDS member but has spent a lot of time with the community and became close to several members, said the latest raid won't change much. He says it's not going to make it go away. Polygamy in Utah and Arizona is primarily a legacy from Joseph Smith, the founder and first prophet of what today is the mainstream Mormon Church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Mormons brought the practice to what is now Utah in 1847 and soon began to openly preach it. As pressure mounted from the U.S. government, the church discontinued polygamy in 1890. That, however, birthed an underground movement to which today's self-described Mormon fundamentalists tether their beliefs.
The Mormon Church renounces polygamy, excommunicates members who engage in the practice, and disavows any connection with the fundamental version of their church. Now, the FTLS is the largest known polygamous sect in America, although its membership is not published. Figures from the 2000 U.S. Census show roughly 6,000 residents were living in the twin towns of Colorado City, Arizona, and Hilldale, Utah, where presumably a lot of this hanky-panky goes on. The recent raid at the Yearning for Zion Ranch in Texas is having a shockwave sent through the fundamentalist communities of Utah and Arizona, according to Mary Batchelor, a co-founder of Principal Voices, a polygamy advocacy group. We've been working for years so this exact thing would never happen, so it's very disappointing and heartbreaking, she said. I think it will impact a lot of the work we've done to build bridges. Church leaders have kept a strict hold on every aspect of FDLS life, from the modest prairie-style clothes worn by members to amount of time their kids stay in school and which house a family calls home. Marriages, which sometimes have included unions between teenage girls and older men, sometimes.
Seems like that's all they talk about. Well, you know, that would be, that's the news as opposed to, you know, the normal stuff that might go on.
Apparently, marriages are arranged through the church's prophet and leader. Sect dissidents say the rules got even tighter in 2002 when Warren Jeffs took over the church. Jeffs, who's now 52, demanded more from followers, asking for steep increases in the 10% monthly tithe. Dozens of men were excommunicated. Their wives and children were given to other men deemed more worthy. Many say the number of child brides also increased dramatically. Taking a less confrontational approach to polygamous sex may not work any better, as Utah Attorney General Mark Shurtleff learned in 2006 when he took on another secretive clan, the Kingston family, a 1,500-member group based in the Salt Lake City area but scattered across the state. He said back then that instead of conducting a sweep to serve 80 search warrants for DNA samples and other evidence, he tried to work with the family's attorney. And, of course, the result of all that was all our subjects disappeared, our targets disappeared, and we didn't get the warrant served like we'd hoped to do. So, why is it, Mark, that when the government goes and cracks down on these people, that they come back stronger than ever?
Because no one wants to be told what to do.
Well, that might be one factor. The other factor may be that their religious beliefs, as I understand it, says that the outsiders are bad.
Yeah.
They are the chosen of God,
mm-hmm.
and that, you know, they have to live in a certain lifestyle in order to jump through whatever the hoops are that they need to jump through to get to the heavenly place or whatever it is
sure.
they're looking for. And so when the outsiders, in the form of the government, come in with their guns and their tanks and their scariness, it just reinforces their belief system, and it tells these folks that we are doing the right thing. These are evil people out there. They are trying to destroy our way of life, and we need to regroup. We need to get back together and move somewhere else or do what we have to do to get away from these people, but continue our lifestyle as is. Does anyone think that would stop them?
I don't really care what a bunch of nuts think when they're forcing people and hurting people, you know, violently. At that point, they just need to be stopped.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Well, so far, no real significant evidence that I've seen that anyone was hurt. They can't find the girl. More coming up, 3 Talk Live.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. monasterymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 8914. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to Spyville.com. That's S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. More here on the polygamist case. There are some pretty outrageous allegations going around here. And before we get to those, tell you a little bit of what it was like for the SWAT team when they actually came to this particular ranch in Texas, 1,700 acres that they were searching for this alleged 16-year-old girl that apparently called with some allegations of sexual abuse as well as, I believe, physical abuse. They says here that they advised the ranch leaders to leave the temple's doors unlocked or provide authorities with a key, but the sect refused. A locksmith was unable to unlock the door, and a special tool also failed. Haber said the front doors...
You got some pretty serious doors there at the old Waiting for Zion ranch.
Sure did. Haber said the front doors and every door inside the temple had to be breached by a SWAT team. He said authorities had saved the inspection of the temple for the last step in the week-long search of the ranch grounds. He said that we knew the temple would be the most sensitive issue on the property. If there was resistance,
it would be then.
Seems unlikely that this girl would be chained to the wall in the temple,
dungeon.
Right?
No, who knows?
You never know.
A bizarre scene. We don't know. They didn't know what to expect when they went in here. A bizarre scene unfolded when the police moved toward the compound. It says they lined up about 57 people around the walls of the temple. Otherwise, they would be in violation of their beliefs for not defending their temple. Several of them basically sat down or kneeled down and prayed, and some of them were sobbing. As the SWAT team, the breach team, reached the door, one of their members decided to resist, and he was arrested. Said they also brought in a team of cadaver dogs to sniff out the possibility of unmarked graves, but none were found. They found plenty of indicators to the group that the group considered young girls to be eligible for their spiritual marriages to older men. Court documents noted that among the children there was a 16-year-old girl who'd given birth to four children.
Holy crap.
Now, once every 10 months, I mean, you're talking about she got knocked up when she was 12.
And I bet you they don't go to the hospital.
No, probably not.
No epidurals.
She is not thought to be the same 16-year-old who triggered last week's police raid by calling a family violence shelter and pleading for help. The caller told counselors she had an 8-month-old infant and believed she was pregnant with a second child. Police have said there are several pregnant teenagers among the girls taken from the ranch. The caller told authorities that her 50-year-old husband would force himself on her sexually, beat her, punch her in the chest, and choke her. He once broke several of her ribs, she complained, and while he beat her, one of his six other wives would hold her baby. I wonder about their response to these allegations. Is it a little overreacting to go in and take 400 kids out of this compound?
Well,
when they're only looking for one and
right.
One man?
Well, what I'd like to consider this is what I've been trying to think of this as is a neighborhood. And it does seem strange that, one person calls from one house in a neighborhood and you can empty the whole neighborhood. You can, just take all the kids and all that other stuff. That doesn't seem right. That in and of itself bothers me. It's such a strange little group of folks that I'm sure they feel like some of the rules are suspended. You know, they don't know which house anybody's living in. There's I imagine letters come to a central box, and so therefore there's no the church elders decide who lives where. That's the article just said so. So I'm sure they have some problems, but under sort of current policing procedures, they should only be able to go in one house and look. But what house is that?
Here's another.
They probably don't even have numbers there.
Here's another interesting point. They took 461 children, and they're using the term rescued them, from the polygamous ranch. It says here that apparently after they took them, there was an outbreak of chickenpox that started among them.
Oh, geez. They're probably not vaccinated, and then one of the cops was a carrier of chickenpox, I guess.
Who knows what it was, but now about a dozen sect children have been diagnosed with the disease and were separated from the others, who are, by the way, being housed in a shelter in San Angelo, Texas. I'd like to know exactly what the situation is like for these 461 kids. What is it that they're living in now compared to what they were living in? How has their situation changed, and how do they feel about it? That's what I'd like to know. Of course, the cops aren't
going to
answer.
They just want life to go back to normal, I'm sure.
Yep, I imagine you're right about that. According to a different
however
person,
abnormal their normal might be, as far as I can tell.
Right. Now, here is a former child bride who was returned to the sect when she ran away. Flora Jessup says, "I spent 3 years in solitary confinement with them trying to beat Satan out of me because I stood up against God's commandments," she told Good Morning America. She says, "I know firsthand what this little girl is saying is the absolute truth, that she's in imminent danger. They do lock you up. They beat you. They whip you. They brutalize you. And they psychologically destroy you. Most of the children would not be able to withstand the psychological torture that they put you through." So, now I presume that only happens when you disobey them, right? Like
right,
if you
sure.
don't follow the sect rules, they do this abusive stuff. And
now, why was the girl
that.
Returned?
I haven't gotten to that yet. I don't
is
know
it, if it's, is it. I mean, you know, if it's a 16-year-old girl and she runs away from home, they're certainly going to return them to the parents. That's bizarre.
It doesn't say. It doesn't make it clear what happened with her. Maybe we'll find out here.
Which,
in a moment.
Of course, is just a failing of our laws. Why can't 16-year-old girls go and decide where they want to live?
I think a 10-year-old should be able to go and decide. I mean, people can make choices at that age. Anyway, she said that they're going to use that child against her, the one that she's pregnant with, allegedly, to keep her from talking. They're also going to use threats against her other family members to keep her from talking. She says that is very common. They're looking, cops now are looking for access to a series of locked vaults, safes, and desk drawers. Now, why on earth would you need that?
What? Because they have the girl that made the complaint in the desk drawer.
I thought you were going to give me a serious answer there for a moment.
It's just, I don't know.
I mean, when you have a warrant for something in this legal land world, you can only search areas in which that person or that thing that you're looking for can be found. And if what they were looking for was this girl and the person that abused her, then there's no reason to break into their safes. This is outrageous.
There's no reason to take, 140 kids away from their parents either.
461 kids.
Mm.
Sect leader, blah, 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 Warren Jeffs, yada, yada. Let's see. Yeah, they don't answer the question here as far as what happened with that girl. Why did she go back to the sect? Why did they use the term return? You know, I just get the feeling that there's just not a lot of both sides of the story here. We're hearing a lot from the government representatives, and we're hearing a lot from someone who escaped from this particular sect or cult. Of course, she can make up whatever she wants to make up. I'm not saying she's lying, but I'm saying that what they did here was way overreacting. Taking hundreds of children out of their home and putting them in some sort of governmental structure, some camp, basically, a la Hurricane Katrina. I mean, where else are they going to... You know, the government's not going to rent out a hotel to put all these people up.
Well, from what I understand, they built a little temporary city to house these people.
The government did?
That's my understanding.
Well, whatever it is, it's...
private shelters.
I'm sure it is a step down from what they were, from where they were before. Look, if you've got comments on this, maybe you know a few things about this that we do not. You're privy to some information about the fundamentalist sect here, the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. If you'd like to comment, we'd love to have your input. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, we'll keep our eyes on the case, and as things continue to develop, bring it to you. Now then, we move to the world. Unless you call in, not what you want. We move to the world of political corruption and just hypocrisy. The drinking hour. When does it stop? At the end of the night? 1 a.m., 2 a.m. where you are? Well, not if the grand old party's in town. Get to the details there. Mark's got the story, and we'll talk to you about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the Revolutionary Dragonskin Body Armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer for a fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then become an amplifier. Join the program at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a simple one. You send in $3 a month, we take that money, reinvest it into the show, and turn it into more radio stations. More stations airing the show means more people coming across the message of freedom and liberty, and that's a good thing, right? Plus, you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Before we talk about the hypocrisy of the politicians, I want to get a little bit more on this Texas sect. Not just the Texas sect, but the fundamentalist Christ Church, Jesus, Latter-day Saints. You know what I'm talking about. FDLS. The girl that we mentioned before, Flora Jessup, mm-hmm. the woman who was making allegations about all the abuse that she received at the hands of some of these scumbags in the sect. Well, I got a little bit more information on her. And you were correct, Mark. We had wondered what the story meant, the AP story, when it said that she was returned after she'd run away from the sect. And when you hear that, it makes it sound like the sect came out after her. And they may indeed do that. In fact, she alleges that they will try to hunt you down. But in this case, it was the government that brought her back. Here's her statement. This is from a website called HelpTheChildBrides.com, which has a number of personal stories from people that have escaped from this particular cult. She's one of them. It says here, I escaped from polygamy 15 years ago and now live in Phoenix with my husband and two children. I fought for my freedom just as the children trapped today fight for their right to be free. After turning to the Department of Children and Family Services for protection, I was sent back to the polygamy compound, back into the cult that I asked them to protect me from. I was severely punished for running away and spent the next 3 years in seclusion, held hostage by my uncle Fred and kept from my siblings and even my mother. In April of 2001, my 14-year-old little sister Ruby was married to her stepbrother. Ruby had also had the courage to run away and sought her brother's help. After 1 week, she was returned to the polygamy compound and disappeared. When I contacted Utah authorities in Department of Children and Family Services and the Washington County Sheriff's Office for help to get my sister the protection she needed, they agreed to help. But they didn't do so, however. After a meeting with DCFS in St. George, where I was promised help for Ruby, I found they thwarted my efforts. After 35 days, they finally met with Ruby, but once again failed to enforce the child protection laws that they are mandated to support.
Doesn't really surprise me.
So the government sent this woman back to the wolves. When she was able to run away, they took her and physically placed her back there. Now, you have to ask yourself, well, was this just because the government, you know, that's what they do, they just don't care about kids? Some of them, I don't know, maybe they don't care, but I'm sure there are some caring people in the DCF, right? That's why they get into that particular area, right? Because they allegedly care about kids, wouldn't you think? I'm going to give them the benefit of that doubt. But as we've seen in various different cases across the country, when you have positions of power, people who are in search of power naturally seek those positions out. And it tends to be that the people that are in search of power are less than desirable. They're usually thuggish, violent people that are willing to rule over the lives of others, or at least that's what they want to do. And so wouldn't it make sense that if there were positions of power available in the areas of Utah and Arizona that we're talking about, wouldn't it make sense that the fundamentalist guys would go and run for office so they could get their people in there?
They have.
Well, I believe you're right about that. I don't know if that's... I'm just speculating.
They have.
Right.
I'm telling you, they have.
Okay. So it would make sense. So when you go looking for the government to help you, you're running right back into the arms of the fundamentalist sect. So the government has not helped in this particular case. The government has hindered the escape of these kids. So everybody looks at the Texas case and says, yeah, government's finally doing what it's supposed to do. Well, even that is questionable because they've taken hundreds of kids when they only were looking for one, and they who knows how they're being treated now. But in the case of Flora Jessup, she got away and the government turned her right back around. So anybody that's out there saying this is why we have government, this is what we need government for, need look no further than the case of Flora Jessup, and she's not the only one. If they did it to her, they did it to other kids that got away from the sect, right?
Mm. Yeah.
So look no further than those examples for examples of why the government isn't the solution here. And if we didn't have the government around, then what I have suggested in the past would be, in my opinion, far more effective. Private organizations run by individuals who care, probably people like Flora, people who have escaped from this awful situation, who are willing to do what it takes to help these kids escape and help protect them after they've escaped.
There is an organization out there. I believe it's called Lost Boys or Lost Children or something like that.
This one is HelpTheChildBrides.com.
There are several organizations
that
help the kids of this FDLS sect, and so that's working.
Exactly. So just wanted to let you know that you look to the government for solutions, and they throw you right back to the wolves, or they put you in some awful government internment camp while you wait for them to decide what to do with your life.
Operation Smiles, I guess, is one of the organizations.
That's what those kids are facing right now. They just have to wait while the government people decide what they're going to do with them next. And who knows? Maybe they'll end up in a foster home where they will definitely be abused. If they're in the right foster home, they will.
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
Some foster homes, yes.
Yeah. All right. So 800-259-9231. Let's continue. The political people, what do they do when they want to drink later, Mark? Because drinking laws, they usually shut down the bars at a certain time of night, 2 a.m.
They can be inconvenient. Sometimes, you got out late and you didn't have a chance to really party as much as you wanted to party, or mm-hmm. you want to stay out later, or whatever the reason is. And many bars close at 1, 2 a.m., but from TwinCities.com, bar and restaurant hours during the Republican National Convention may stretch into the wee hours of the morning after all, with the introduction of new legislation that some prior naysayers are now tentatively embracing. A proposal for bars to remain open until 4 a.m. around the time of the convention passed unanimously through the House Commerce and Labor Committee today.
Wow, how about that?
Unanimously. The action follows the failure of two previous proposals, including one by Representative who was removed from a budget bill on Thursday. Apparently they shoved it in there. In contrast, the new bill allows bars within the 7-county metro area, including the border cities of Northfield and New Prague, to stay open later from the event of Sunday, August the 31st, through the early morning of Friday, September the 5th.
Five nights.
Right. Meaning, no Friday. Apparently, that's not Fridays or Saturdays. Cities would be able to decide whether or not to allow it, but it would also be able to decide what geographic areas or license and zoning classifications would be affected. And they'd be able to charge bars a fee of up to $2,500 to get this additional time.
Wait, the bar is going to have to pay to stay open?
The bar is
going to
make a whole bunch of money in the process. Yeah.
Wow.
Some bars are going to pay that. You can believe it.
So it's not just...
So who benefits here? Suppose they put a flat $2,500 fee on any bar that wants to stay open.
Okay.
You've got, on one corner, a giant discotheque, mm-hmm. which has the flashing lights, it has the dancing music, it has several bars, mini bars throughout it, bartenders all over the place, the girls with the shots going around in bikinis,
yeah.
you know, that.
Yeah.
And on the other is Sam's Bar. Sam,
who can afford the $2,500?
Right. So which one? Well, who's going to sell enough drinks? It's just Sam.
Yeah.
Cleaning glasses behind the counter at his bar.
Right.
Although I'm sure I would prefer to be at Sam's bar where the music's a little more subdued.
Yeah.
And you can talk to some people rather than the big, loud, blaring discotheque with the strange soft porn waitresses walking around. But
this bar's smaller. Only so many people can go in there.
Right. So the big bar benefits and the little bar loses. Why? Because that's how politics works, my
wow.
friends. Yeah,
it's awful.
The ultimate in local control says, patting himself on the back, I think Mr. Kirk Zeller, Representative Kirk Zeller, almost broke his arm doing this. He's a Republican from Maple Grove. He described his proposal, which is tacked onto an omnibus house liquor bill following input from the cities of St. Paul and Minneapolis. Last week, St. Paul City Council voted 4-3 against the 4 a.m. closing time within city limits, while Minneapolis voted 9-3 for it with some restrictions. The contrasting council decision raised the specter of a business-on-business brawl across city borders. In addition, by brawl, I guess they mean competition. In the area of drinks. In addition, St. Paul police officials estimated overtime costs about $500,000 for the previous 11-day stretch of late bar hours. But with the new changes, some key opponents of the previous bill have toned down their objections. I think this is the best for everybody, said Jim Farrell, executive director of the Minnesota Licensed Beverage Association, who, nonetheless, called the new bill a mixed bag. I'm still worried about that. Well, that's a compromise. It stinks for everyone. I'm still worried about whether or not it will pit one city against another, Farrell added.
What was the original reason for the restrictions in the first place? Isn't it to stop people from drinking at a certain point?
Yeah,
I guess they just don't care about that anymore.
Drinking too late is bad.
Or they don't care about that anymore, right? Because the convention's in town. Just very interesting.
Well, it's what politicians do.
Us versus
it's convenient
them.
For them.
Yep,
it's for the Republican National Convention,
yep,
for God's sake.
It's us and them. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Hour 2 is coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Hi, this is Ted Turbolizard, and I am inviting you to the Great Freedom Rally on the West Lawn of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on April 15th. This is being billed as a gathering of the Freedom Tribes from across the United States, and there will be many wonderful speakers and entertainers there from across the country. For more information, visit gcnlive.com, taxday08.com, hauling.ronpaulroadshow.org, or grannywarriors.com, the sponsors of this event, and make a donation. See you there in D.C.